98.1 KZE, good afternoon and welcome back. This is Will with you here. My guest this afternoon, Natalie Merchant, also Kathy Welby-Moretti. She's the director of the Washburn House, and Renee Follett, executive director of the Grace Smith House. And we're talking about Shelter, which is an amazing concert coming up Sunday, June 2nd at 7 o'clock at the Fisher Center at Bard College. You can go to shelterconcert.com for all the info that you need. Also check out fishercenter.bard.edu for tickets. Ladies, welcome to the program. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Thanks.
This is a treat to have you here, some familiar faces, and a treat to talk about what sounds like an amazing evening of music. Why don't we start with talking about how you three came together. Natalie, how you got to know these ladies and get involved.
Well, back in February, I went to the Billion Rising event in Kingston, and this was an event to raise people's awareness about violence toward women worldwide. And the hope was that a billion people would recognize this day across the world. But I met Kathy, and we started talking about putting together some kind of event that would draw attention to the work that she was doing with Washburn House. And the scale of the issue of domestic violence in Ulster County. But then when I talked to Bard about the possibility of doing the concert there, they offered the Fisher Center, and I thought, if we're having that level of exposure, let's get the Grace Smith House involved too and cross the great divide of the Hudson River and do a concert for a shelter both in Dutchess County and a shelter in Ulster County. So that's where it started.
How long have you folks been working on this project? Since One Billion Rising, I guess?
Since One Billion Rising, right?
Yeah, basically.
It seems like you pulled together what seems like a large-scale event pretty quickly. I mean, with the level of talent that you have and the mm-hmm. Fisher Center.
Well, what's wonderful about the Hudson Valley is having all these amazing resources right here, having a world-class performing facility and just happen to know all the people who run it.
Yeah.
And, having lived in the community for 25 years. And also the conservatory is offering the Kelmia String Quartet, a group of students, really talented students I've worked with in the past, as part of the conservatory orchestra. And then I just started calling friends. I called Amy Helm and mm-hmm. Elizabeth Mitchell and Young Chin Lamo and Simi Stone. And everyone was really excited about the opportunity to be involved.
Yeah, I suppose it's also convenient when the level of talent, incredible talent that we have locally in this area, that mm-hmm. that makes it a lot easier to pull together events, I would think, as well. Well, let's bring Renee and Kathy into this. Let's talk a little bit about what the Grace Smith House does and what the Washburn House. We're going to start with Kathy, if you don't mind, the director of the Washburn House. Can you talk a little bit about what you folks are doing, what you're responsible for?
We run a 17-bed shelter. We have 5 bedrooms, and we can house up to 17 people. So we're always switching around rooms. Sometimes families have to room together, or single women have to room together. We get phone calls from the hotline, from the police, from CPS, from women just wanting to talk about their abuse in their life. Mm-hmm. But when they're ready to come to the shelter, that's we make arrangements with them and we pick them up and they come to the shelter. And then we work on what's the next step. Do they want to press charges? Do they want to get a divorce? Do they need to get custody of their kids? We help them with all that. And plus, they have to find housing. We're a temporary crisis facility. They can only stay there up to 90 days. We can get a 45-day extension sometimes. So it's a challenge. We try to, find them work, find them housing. Sometimes they arrive with just the clothes on their back. We have to give them clothes and underwear and sneakers and backpacks for the kids, because the kids always forget their backpacks. Yeah. Conveniently.
Yeah.
And we have to get the kids in school in 2 days. So there's a lot that we do. And then we run groups for women that don't come to the shelter or have come to the shelter and move out and still need help. We also have a food pantry. We have a free store at the shelter. There's many, many things that we do. We do run a Spanish-speaking group. We have groups in Ellenville, New Paltz, Kingston.
And you folks came out of work with the Family of Woodstock, as I understand.
Yeah,
right?
Sort of what happened in Family of Woodstock used to have, It actually started in someone's house. It was a 24-hour mm-hmm. hotline, someone's house. And then they had a thing called like the Flop House. And what they realized after the Woodstock Festival, that a lot of people were coming to Woodstock and they weren't leaving. Yep. And there was a lot of kids that would take acid. And actually, Family of Woodstock used to try to talk people down from bad acid trips. Mm-hmm. And they had this Flop House where people, mostly young kids that had no place to go, would sleep on the floor. But around the late 70s, they started to see that there was a different population coming. There was women and children that had been battered coming. And it wasn't, you know, it wasn't appropriate for them to be sleeping on the floor with their children. So we opened the shelter in 1980. I forget what the day was, but the story is by that night it was full. We had
a long overdue need. That had been there for a long time. One thing that Kathy, you mentioned, you talk about the backpacks, you talk about the turnaround time of getting these kids into school. It sort of reminds me of something I started thinking about when Renee was last here. And let's bring in Renee Follette. She's the executive director of the Gray Smith House. Is all of these practical concerns that there mm-hmm. are, that you folks are a big part of helping to resolve those. That was really striking to me, is all of these boxes that need to be checked.
In a short time.
In a very short amount of time. Yeah. That was really... Can you talk a little bit about the Gray Smith House and what you folks do?
Well, we do very similar services to our sisters over in Ulster County. We have shelters for people who need that. But the biggest part of our programming are for people who live in the community. And if I get one message out here on the radio, it's to people who are listening, who know someone who's in a domestic violence relationship, because you do, guaranteed, or who are, if you're in one yourself, to just call one of our hotlines, because that's probably the best service that any of us provide. Yes, we provide attorneys for people. We provide groups for people. We provide counseling for people. We provide counseling for children. But that hotline is the most critical part of what we do. Anyone can call. You never have to say your name. You never have to reveal anything about yourself that you don't want to. And you can get advice 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And that none of that's going to happen without the phone call, sort of is the point, right. The point that you're making. I can we go back to something you said a minute ago? You said if you know someone, which you do, and you, alluding to how
prevalent it is,
how prevalent this is.
Right. One in four women will be victims of domestic violence in her lifetime. One in three women will be victims of some sort of a physical sexual assault in their lifetime.
It's amazing to me. This is something I think it's top of mind for a lot of folks with the case in Cleveland from last week.
Right.
That people don't pick up the phone.
Right.
That there's all of these cases where you know these kids, you know these women, you know these people.
Right.
It's really like a matter of picking up the phone
sometimes.
People
can are
make
afraid.
All the difference.
It's the old adage, what happens behind closed doors stays behind closed doors. And that's really what's allowed domestic violence to perpetuate for so long, is that it's just so easy for us to look the other way. It's sort of indoctrinated in us to look the other way. It's not your business. Mm-hmm. And it's all of our business. This is a social health problem, a public health problem.
Again, my guest this afternoon, Natalie Merchant, also Renee Follette. She's the executive director of the Grace Smith House, and Kathy Welby Moretti, director of the Washburn House. We're talking about a shelter with just an amazing concert coming up on Sunday, June 2nd, 7 o'clock at the Fisher Center at Bard College. You want to visit fishercenter.bard.edu for tickets and more info. Also, do check out shelterconcert.com. I'm going to assume from shelterconcert.com that there's going to be plenty of links and information to get to resources. Something that Natalie sort of alluded to when we started talking is talking specifically about the Hudson Valley. Is it just me, or does it seem like this people would have this idea that, well, this isn't really a problem in this community, and we have, you know, these wonderful farms and these beautiful open spaces and these great restaurants and music venues, and that maybe some of these things that are kind of swept under the rug, we don't think about this being an area that is...
Well, something that we found out through planning this event is the district attorney offices in both Ulster and Dutchess started talking to each other, and we asked, could you gather some statistics for us so we can make a compelling case that this is a big problem? And they came back with figures that between the two counties, there were 8,128 reports of domestic violence to police departments just last year. And you just heard these women, they have 47 beds, but almost 8,200 telephone calls to police departments that resulted in an incident report that there was domestic violence. And
Very conservatively, that's half.
Yeah.
That's half the incidents.
Because most people don't report.
Yeah. Just making that clear. So that there is, we figure that for every one of these reports, there is at least one other that's just not, no one's talking about.
That's right.
And there's no phone call.
So 16,000.
Right. Well, it's just, it's sort of hard. Do you folks, with what you do, is it hard? It must be hard not to feel overwhelmed almost every day with what you're.
You have to really work at it. I've been doing this a long time, and a lot of people get burnt out.
Yeah.
And you have to take care of yourself, and you have to focus on the women that you have helped.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And know that you can help everybody, but just keep on, trudging away and trying to get the word out. I mean, the most important thing to me, like Renee said, is to get the word out for women to know that there is help, there is options. Because when people come to me and they've been in a situation for 10, 20, 30 years and said, I don't know about, if I had knew about the shelter, I would have left sooner. It just blows my mind, We need to get the word out.
You're doing every day, you're trying to get the word out and let people know.
Yeah.
And I would think that events like this probably help quite a bit.
Oh,
more
definitely.
Than people realize. Like,
this
you know.
Is huge.
Definitely. I mean, Natalie putting this together for us is, it's going to help so much, just the awareness. I mean, this is something, I've done this for 20-something years, and this is something that, a dream come true to have someone as important as Natalie to take this cause on and to help raise awareness for it. I've been trying so many years to get someone that was of Natalie's stature to do this. And, so.
And we'll raise money, but what I was more concerned with is the long-term impact of connecting these families in crisis with these families that live in comfort. Whatever your comfort level is, might not be financial, but you may have some gift that you can offer to these families. Maybe it's spending time with their children, helping with their homework. Maybe it's giving them clothing. Maybe it's, there's so many things that can be done. And Kathy and Renee and their staff members will let people know at this event.
Ladies, I want to thank you guys so much for coming in, for what you do, obviously, the hard work that you put in. It's really just what an incredible night. And I think we're so lucky here in the Hudson Valley to have folks like you and doing the work that you do.
Yeah. Thanks, Will.
Again, the concert is a Shelter. It's coming up on Sunday, June 2nd, 7 o'clock at the Fisher Center at Bard College. You want to visit fishercenter.bard.edu for tickets and more info. Check out shelterconcert.com. Also for more info, familyofwoodstockinc.org and gracesmithhouse.org. Natalie Merchant, Renee Follett, Executive Director of the Grace Smith House, and Kathy Welby Moretti, Director of the Washburn House. Thank you, ladies, and just a treat to get to spend time with you, and looking forward to the evening of music.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
It's 98.1 KZE.